I'm Megan Tackett, and you're listening to Express Yourself on KD&K. Next up, I'm joined by Alice Bedard-Voorhees of Glenwood Springs Arts Council, here to share about International Jazz Day. Alice, welcome back. It's good to see you.
Thank you. It's great to be here. And this particular first-time event for Glenwood Arts Council is an international event that I've been passionate about for years.
Really?
Yes.
How did you fall in? Because the last time I spoke with you, it was because of your beautiful paintings in Valley Visual Arts Show. I was surprised to see you through my door again in this context. It's so great when the arts permeates beyond one medium.
Well, one of my areas of study was American studies, and that's an interdisciplinary approach to culture. And so this is just another way to embrace that that opportunity. So International Jazz Day was established by UNESCO in 2011, and the intention was to create unity across the world through jazz. And I have a piece from their 2017 website where they listed a whole series of things that they felt jazz was the reason jazz was so important to this end. And one of them, for example, was jazz fosters gender equality. Another was that it reinforces the role youth play for social change, and it stimulates intercultural dialogue and empowers young people from marginalized societies.
I had never thought of it that way, but that's so spot on. I mean, you think of the Harlem Renaissance.
Yes.
Comes to mind immediately. You know, we have no shortage of incredibly talented youth jazz players in the Valley.
And so it not only, is our music, but it has influenced people at many times in many parts of the world, including, for example, if you ever saw the movie, I think it was called Jazz Kids, but it was about the resistance against the Nazis in World War II.
Wow.
And then there was a French jazz movement also that really stems from that period of history. But for our purposes and our great party in Glenwood, the Vaudeville volunteered their venue.
Great.
And Jazz Aspen partnered in the publicity. And then we have a number of sponsors, Post Independent, Hotel Colorado, Melissa and Rob Jankowski, Alpine Bank, Bank of Colorado, and myself. So the idea here was that people really, you know, are engaged in the fun that's going to occur that evening. So at 5:30, the doors open. 6 to 9, there are live performances, but also video segments from other years of the International Jazz Day concerts. Because since 2012, a different city each year in the world hosts a gathering of these world-famous jazz musicians from all countries. And at the end of that period, April 30th, they perform together in an amazing concert. And it is, in the past few years, it's been streamed. This year, Melbourne is the host city. And the time change is a little boggling, but they have informed us that we will be able to, in Glenwood or in our area, we'll be able to view the live-streamed concert at 9 a.m. on April 30th. And you can go to jazzday.com. It'll also be, I think, on Facebook, their Facebook page. I'm trying to think. There was one other YouTube.
Okay.
And it'll be live streamed that day, but it'll also be available later, like in YouTube, where you could save
sure.
it and view it.
Wow. One of my favorite quotes, I think it was Charles Schultz. He said, "It's never the end of the world. It's already tomorrow in Australia."
Uh-huh.
Talk about, you know, really some extra coordinating hurdles. It's neat to hear that there's still, I mean, the tradition stands on.
If you go to jazzday.com also online, you can see events that people all over the world are having to celebrate.
That's amazing. I had no idea. And I love this idea of, using technological platforms to share something that literally brings a global community together.
Yes. And we're excited about the clips. Oh, I just want to mention we have two recommended high school jazz bands that are going to play. Then we'll have a segment of digital clips. And then Kathy Morrow, who is a performer from the Vail and Breckenridge area, she and her band play all over the resorts. Mm-hmm. They'll perform too. But in our video clips, what we tried to include was some of the musicians who had played in Summer of Jazz in Glenwood. So you will see Trombone Shorty. You will see Steve Torrey. And so those are all bringing it, you know, bringing these various streams together for a really fun evening. And the Vaudeville will have an open bar. You will be able to order food as usual at the Vaudeville. For attending the event, it is $25 for non-members.
Sorry, we on commercial radio, we can't talk about actual prices. Okay, but if somebody is interested and wants to know how to find more information, is there a website?
There is, and they can go to the Glenwood Springs Arts.
Excellent. Glenwood Springs Arts. And is that a .com or .org?
I think it's a .com.
Okay. If you Google Glenwood Springs Arts, however, it should absolutely pop up right away.
Yes.
And that is doors open at 5:30 at the Vaudeville in Glenwood?
Yes.
April 30th?
Yes.
Excellent.
The email is board@glenwoodarts.org.
Board, B-O-A-R-D, not yes. B-O-R-E-D for anyone out there listening.
It's not going to be boring, we assure you. Thanks.
That's fantastic. Well, Alice, thank you so much for coming in and for all of your work in getting this together. I love it. Is it going to be an inaugural event? Do you foresee this happening again in future years, or is this a one-time?
We'll get feedback from people, but we're certainly hoping so.
That's fantastic. April 30th at the Vaudeville in Glenwood Springs. You can join a global movement on International Jazz Day. So, well, thank you so much for sharing. I hope everything goes off without a hitch. And as always, thanks for coming into Katie and Kay and sharing all the cool things you're involved in.
And you too. And it's always fun to be in the same room being interviewed by you. You make it very easy.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.